This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Around 3:20 this morning, the California Highway Patrol responded to a fatal single-vehicle collision that claimed the lives of two lifelong Fortuna residents. The driver was headed north on Highway 101 north of French Road when, for unknown reasons, the vehicle ran off the east roadway, colliding with a light pole and a redwood tree before rolling down an embankment. The vehicle later came to rest on Maple Hills Road. Two passengers in the vehicle, 69-year-old Dennis Wendt and 67-year-old Roger Harwood, sustained fatal injuries at the scene, and the driver, later identified as Stephen Murray, sustained moderate injuries and was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital, where he remains in stable condition. Fortuna City officials issued a press release this afternoon offering their condolences to the families of Wendt and Harwood, both of whom have been recognized for their generosity and commitment to the community, calling the two local legends. The investigation into the collision is underway by the CHP Garberville office. This afternoon, the Arcata Police Department issued a be on the lookout for 19-year-old Fortuna resident Elijah Stone Bear Williams, who was a suspect identified in the shooting incident at the corner of 12th and C Streets on Sunday. Williams allegedly was the shooter in the incident that left a 17-year-old juvenile male of Eureka with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the thigh. A warrant for attempted murder has been issued out in Williams' name, and he is described as a Native American, 5'6", and 165 pounds. Anyone with information related to his whereabouts has asked to contact authorities. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office arrested two suspects last night who were reportedly involved in a daytime residential burglary on Johnson Road in Hydesville on Wednesday afternoon and then fled in a vehicle. The Sheriff's Office received a tip that the suspect vehicle was in Fortuna, and Fortuna police responded to the scene and located 23-year-old Johnny Ray Mobley in the attic of the residence where the vehicle was located. Mobley also had three out-of-county felony warrants for various narcotics charges. Police also arrested the second suspect, who remains unidentified, for his out-of-county warrant as well. However, there was no probable cause for an arrest related to Wednesday's residential burglary. This afternoon, officials with the Department of Health and Human Services issued a warning to residents who wish to recreate at local rivers and lakes to be on the lookout for blue and green algae. Residents are advised to keep children, pets, and livestock from swimming in or drinking water containing the algae bloom, and the presence of the algae have been confirmed in South Fork Eel River, Van Dusen and Trinity Rivers, as well as Clear Lake and Lake Pillsbury. For more information, you can contact officials with the Department of Health and Human Services. The Marble Fire that ignited on Wednesday near the Soames Bar area off of Highway 96 stands at 10% containment, as over 200 fire personnel remain out in steep terrain. The fire has burned nearly 300 acres, and to this point, private structures and outbuildings remain threatened. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As CAL FIRE crews in Mendocino County are at the scene of two small vegetation fires that ignited today, crews have wrapped up full containment of the range fire near Ukiah. The fire grew to nearly 30 acres in size but was fully contained yesterday after it was ignited on Wednesday due to target shooting. Over 90 crew members are nearly finished wrapping up the grade fire, which was caused by a vehicle fire near the Redwood Valley. The fire has burned nearly 1,000 acres, however, crew members have a strong hold on the fire, which is over 95% contained. There has been only one injury reported from the wildfire. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office continues the search for a male suspect connected to a vehicle burglary at the Trinity River near the Devil's Elbow. The victim reported that the suspect was still in the area after smashing the victim's vehicle window, and deputies were able to locate the suspect, leading to a foot pursuit. After going down a steep embankment with heavy brush, deputies lost sight of the suspect and he could not be located in the immediate area. Some of the stolen property has been recovered, however, the suspect remains at large. Yesterday afternoon, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Explosive Ordnance Unit was sent to Hillfiker Road in Eureka on a report that a pipe bomb was in the area. Two technicians responded to the scene and the Humboldt Bay Fire Department secured the surrounding area, and the device was located and rendered safe after it was destroyed on scene. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.